Time for a new forklift? Well, let's kick the new year into high gear with a brand new Toyota forklift. Now through April 30th, you'll get up to a $2,500 rebate when you swap your old competitive branded forklift for a Toyota that delivers legendary efficiency. Don't wait. Trade up to Toyota now. Go to toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate to learn more or find the link in the show notes. That's toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate for your $2,500 rebate.
Does your warehouse waste time and money managing forklift batteries? EnerSys can energize your operations with a customized solution, delivering the power you need while minimizing ownership costs. EnerSys starts by analyzing your operations and then selecting from their comprehensive range of battery and charger technologies, develops a truly optimized system tailored to your needs. EnerSys gives you the power to increase productivity and profitability. See how EnerSys puts power in motion for you at EnerSys.com. With e-commerce off the charts, many small and growing warehouses are asking, how can I get ahead when my warehouse is barely keeping up? The answer is future-ready warehouse tech from Zebra Technologies. Warehouses can simplify and upgrade all processes, from automated inventory management to hands-free picking, with Zebra's tailored, scalable mobile solutions. They're simple and intuitive. There's never been a better time to upgrade for success with Zebra. How can your warehouse get ahead? The answer's in black and white. Get the answers at zebra.com/the answer. That's zebra.com/the answer.
Businesses are retooling fulfillment operations, from warehouses to omnichannel, to meet new demand amid unprecedented labor shortages. 3PLs, retailers, B2B distributors, and others are turning to flexible fulfillment solutions like Six River Systems to adapt and scale. Six River Systems' fulfillment execution system is an integrated solution that combines intelligent, cloud-based software and automation, including its autonomous mobile robot, AMR, Chuck. No costly or disruptive infrastructure changes, fast and easy associate training, and integrations with other warehouse execution solutions allow operations to meet labor challenges, increase efficiency, and enhance customer engagement. Go to www.sixriver.com to learn more. Go to www.sixriver.com to learn more.
The New Warehouse Podcast, hosted by Kevin Lawton, is your source for insights and ideas from the distribution, transportation, and logistics industry. A new episode every Monday morning brings you the latest from industry experts and thought leaders. And now, here's Kevin.
Hey, it's Kevin Lawton with the New Warehouse Podcast here at Modex 2022. I am in the booth joined by Todd Boone of Zebra Technologies, a previous guest of the show, but this time in person, so it's good to meet you in person, Todd. So, Todd, welcome to the booth. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing pretty well. You know, awesome. Last day here at Modex, so how's it been going for you and the Zebra team?
It's been a great show. Yep. I'll be honest, we weren't really sure how it would go,
right?
Because we were a bit worried with, you know, NRF we had pulled out of. There didn't look to be enough traffic. And even I think the registrations here were really low up until, you know, probably 6 to 8 weeks ago. But then we saw the trend changing, and it's actually been a fantastic show. And I don't know what the numbers will be. In some ways, I'm not sure we really care, because the the caliber and the types of people that have been coming has actually been really strong. So it's been a really good show.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's certainly been a ton of people here, and I think people, you know, are itching to get out and see things, right? So tell us a little bit, you know, for those that may not be familiar. I mean, Zebra's been on the podcast a ton of times, but just give us a brief overview of what you guys do.
Yeah, so Zebra, you know, we've been around for a number of years. Many people know us as a printer company, but in fact, we go much broader than that. We talk about, you know, empowering the edge of our customers' businesses,
right?
And when we think of that, it's the insight, the data, the visibility that they can get through a variety of methodologies, right? So it's like the data capture through things like barcode scanning.
Yeah.
You know, it's machine vision types of technologies that we can inject into like manufacturing types of processes. Mm-hmm. It's sensors and technologies that give insights in a more less way, right? So that we're tracking workers, we're tracking materials, but basically we're giving edge insights to customers across a variety of industries mm-hmm. with a variety of technologies. And our goal really is to bring that all together. Mm-hmm. And what we've been doing, I think, at this show that's a little bit different from the past is mm-hmm. historically you think of a show and a company like Zebra, we would have a bunch of our products on display in a static product bar.
Right.
And so in terms of tying it all together, and when we talk of, you know, the edge, what do we mean by that? We're actually mm-hmm. showing it. Mm-hmm. And so we actually have a process flow through our booth with an overhead walkway where we can walk people through, you know, and in this case, it's a warehousing facility, mm-hmm. but what kind of goes on and which products are involved, you know, at each specific point so that we're saying, hey, what types of visibility and insights can we drive at each layer from, you know, the time something is picked right through to the sortation to pack out and finally shipping out.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's really important to see that now. I mean, because, you have a lot of, solutions that are focused on specific processes, but when you're able to show them all together in that flow, like you mentioned, and be able to walk it through all the way, you know, people start to understand, like, how can they digitize and make things digital in every different process of that flow for the operation. So really interesting the way you set that up. So tell us a little bit about, you know, what are the kind of the big highlights of what Zebra is showing here at the show this year?
Probably one of the biggest highlights is, you know, our emergence in the actual robotics and automation mm-hmm. realm. Okay. Many people may know that we acquired Fetch Robotics in August of last year. Mm-hmm. And this is really the first coming out, if you will, because as we were saying, you know, finally we can get together and it's not just some sort of digital, you know, mm-hmm. coming out, but actually to do it in person mm-hmm. and to start showing how those, you know, autonomous mobile robots can actually play with humans, right? Mm-hmm. And so the worker in many respects is still the highlight, mm-hmm. but actually show how that technology can start to add value to customers, you know, operations. And I think, you know, as we were just in, you know, keep kind of, I guess, building on the point, but mm-hmm. when people actually see them and they see the workflow in motion, what could be kind of a static technology or maybe a little bit nebulous in their mind in terms of how it would fit. Mm-hmm. We've had actually a great number of customers getting sort of more interested in asking the right types of questions because it spurs the imagination.
Yeah.
Right? And with something like AMRs, suddenly it's not, you know, a science project, mm-hmm. if you will, but they actually see it doing something. Mm-hmm. And then they say, well, wait a second, that seems representative of some of the things we do in our workspace.
Yeah.
How could we have a conversation to see if that fits?
Hmm. Yeah, very interesting. And I think being able to see things now in person is certainly making a difference because there's a lot of need in the industry to automate and be able to digitize a little more and bring more digital things in and really, you know, enable your workers to do more things that are possible. And you mentioned the acquisition of Fetch, which we talked about on the podcast previously here with Zebra. But, you know, how has the reception to that been and you know, how are you seeing people now, I guess, receiving the fact that Zebra is now offering those robotic technologies?
I think it's been received very, very well. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I talk about at our booth is if you look at the imagery and the pictures, mm-hmm. and it sounds like a subtle thing, but there's people front and center in all of that. Mm-hmm. And when you look at a lot of the solutions that are here, mm-hmm. it tends to be one aspect of an automated solution and very focused on the technology.
Yeah.
And so when people see Zebra and they understand that typically we've been equipping workers, mm-hmm. you know, for many years now.
Yeah.
And then when they see the AMRs, it's a natural fit. And mm-hmm. and some of the feedback that we've been getting is, you know, across the breadth of the offering and being able to do that with a single vendor mm-hmm. Certainly resonates. But I think that breadth of offering is you know, and that's why we set the booth up the way we did, is so it's not just a bunch of point solutions that they have to figure out how mm-hmm. they could envision it together, but we're actually showcasing that. And, you know, the AMR platforms are based off a common, you know, foundational platform, FetchCore, right? Mm-hmm. So from a software management for the AMRs, you know, there's some simplification there. But then, you know, some of the applications were showing how we are tying that in a way that helps them. And so that they can visualize and there's a clear path to them saying, hey, how do I get value out of this? So overall, I think people are seeing the connection. Mm-hmm. I think the other interesting thing is it's no longer an either or. And by that, I mean, a lot of times people have thought of automation as a replacement for labor. right? Okay, and that's right. been one of those touchy subjects historically.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And now, you know, most customers, and this has been really emerging the last year, where most customers are like, I can't get enough people, but I still have actually not just the same amount of work, I have more work to do, right? So I'm scrambling, I'm drowning, what do I do? And so as soon as you're showing how this can inject, you know, another tool for the worker, right? Mm-hmm. Again, keeping that worker as the center point and saying, you know, sure, you can equip them with devices, but if you don't have enough, you're only going to get so, like enough workers, you're only going to get so far.
Yeah.
And then that AMR becomes a catalyst to drive a conversation of, wait a minute, it's like a force multiplier, you know. Mm-hmm. I often refer to it as like superpowers, right? For the workers that are there of like, hey, yeah, you're definitely not taking them away. Mm-hmm. You can't get enough in the first place, and you can enable them to do more.
Right, yeah, and I think you guys have so many offerings that help empower those employees and give them a better chance at being more productive and getting more out of them and more throughput without necessarily, you know, pushing them harder in a sense.
Right.
It's the tools that you're kind of enabling them with. So I see, you know, we have a tool here potentially on the table, a little toy. So why don't you tell us a little bit about this and we can talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, it is a little toy, right? So it's a new wearable device that we came out with, and it's an integrated ring scanner and mobile computer.
Interesting.
That's about the same size as some of our historical ring scanners. So for those familiar with our portfolio, there's actually something called an RS6000 that we've had for years. This is, in fact, smaller than that, yet it still has a full 2-inch display and integrated scanning capabilities. And so what's interesting...
Can I take a look at this?
Absolutely. Yeah, sure. And, you know, what's interesting with this is a lot of times people would look at this, and the challenge with wearables a lot of times has been the display and the amount of real estate for the worker to utilize is too small, right? And customers are thinking about that because they've got a TE construct, I think, in their mind. And I think as we've talked before in the past, you and I, like we have this, you know, some new application capability. One of them is Fulfillment Edge, where we've been kind of reimagining what that experience looks like for the worker.
Yes.
So it's very visually driven in terms of the cues that are given to the worker. Mm-hmm. And so now suddenly customers are seeing this and they're like, well, this is actually a very small ergonomic device. It doesn't weigh very much. It's got a very small display, but when the information is presented properly, then actually it allows the workers to do their job better. And the analogy I often use is when you think of Google Maps, right? You can actually, you know, pull up that dialogue or the list of every step that you're going to take on your drive.
Right.
But I don't think too many people do because it's kind of like information overload, right? And a lot of times that's what the displays have kind of been presenting to the workers. Like, you have to fish through and find out what they're doing next. But when you're actually driving, you know, and it just tells you this is the turn coming up, right? This is my next step.
Yeah.
It actually can be very powerful, and we all kind of do it, maybe not every day, but you know, fairly frequently. This is the exact same premise as our workers are going throughout their tasks. We want to make it as simple as possible. And, you know, when you give them that snack-sized information of this is all you have to worry about next, we're not giving you any extraneous factors. We're putting in a really visual, crisp, easy-to-digest fashion. Workers can also come on board way faster. And I think there's some other elements of that as well, right? As suddenly this device, right, it's very small, very lightweight.
Yeah.
And when you hand a worker this as their tool, it's not so overwhelming. And it's not seen as prohibitive or, you know, threatening in many respects, right? They're like, okay, this is going to be easy for me to use. And, yeah, I can see you putting it on there, right? It's pretty comfortable. There's a back-of-the-hand mount here with a thumb-mounted trigger. And
that's the trigger. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And so it's...
Oh, I see. And there's green there,
Yeah. And so that gives them full dexterity of their hands. So if they are, let's say, doing e-com picking throughout the day, they can just rapid-fire through these things, and they can be utilizing both hands. But... what's interesting with this is you can see, you know, so you're scrolling through the display right now.
Yeah.
Now imagine we
start... It's touchscreen too, which is cool,
Absolutely. And so how we're showcasing this at this show, though, is the actual demo is showing this with our automated fulfillment offering as well. So we launched FlexShelf, a new AMR platform, I guess, late last year, focused on e-commerce fulfillment.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, you know, a lot of the offers in the industry have actually not had... you know, any device requirements for the worker. And you know, that's absolutely something that we can do as well, right? Like our FlexShelf has a display on it. It can completely guide the worker through an entire workflow. And basically all you have to equip them with is an NFC wristband that kind of assigns them to the work to be done on a given robot before they pick to it and split ways.
Yeah.
But with the equipped worker, what's really quite interesting is we're showing the dynamic nature of not just one tool, but various tools that can help them do their job better. So what I mean by that is, let's say I pick with this. Mm-hmm. I pick something off a shelf and both my hands are full, and I'm turning to, you know, the flex shelf to put something in it.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of awkward to have to check the device, right? Because now both my hands are full. How do I see what my next step is? So it's actually tied to the display on the AMR as well, so that they're actually getting their guidance both from the device as well as the...
As well
as the robot itself.
Yeah.
And we've also got LED light pipes and all sorts of visual cues to just help make that. So when I talk about sort of that snack size, you know, information, we're trying to do it in a variety of ways and in sort of a unique fashion that helps the workers. But I would say broader than that too is, now suddenly you've got something with an equipped worker that you can actually be much more predictable about how you drive them to do their activities. Right. So you can actually enforce what their next step is. Like, let's say it's an urgent order, for example. Make sure they actually get it picked and those types of things.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's very interesting. And I mean, it's very comfortable as I'm wearing it. Yeah. And I love that it's a touchscreen here as well. I think that makes it more versatile and more flexible. So, now, I mean, if they're using this now, is there something else that they're wearing as well, like on the hip or anything? And this is it. This is the thing.
This is it.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's what's kind of blowing the minds of a few customers, frankly, is they're kind of like, okay, well, where's the device? And we're like,
this is the device. Where's it reading from? Yeah, so this is actually it. Wow, that's pretty incredible. Yeah, very cool. All right, very cool stuff. And, you know, obviously you guys continue to evolve the technology and push the envelope, and I'm going to give Todd a little scan there. So very cool. I appreciate you coming by the booth and bringing this over, too, and it's always great to hear about, you know, what's new at Zebra and what you guys are doing. And, you know, if people are interested to find out more information about this device right here or any of the other things you guys are doing, how can they do that?
Yeah, best place is typically our website, right, to go to zebra.com. And there's a wealth of information on that, and, you know, it can definitely steer you the right way.
All right. So, Todd, thank you so much for coming by the booth here at Modex, and we always appreciate the time from Zebra. I will put more information at thenewwarehouse.com as well, so thank you.
Been listening to the New Warehouse Podcast with Kevin Lawton. Subscribe and check us out online at thenewwarehouse.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want more content from the New Warehouse, check out our new video series called All Hands on LinkedIn. Just search for the New Warehouse on LinkedIn and follow along.